could I do? It was them or us. They were insane, I tell you. Insane!
Get out of my head!
The voice, it speaks to my soul. I know what I must do. Kill them! Kill them all! The Whisperer demands it!
Hello everyone, and welcome to Elder Scrolls Achievement Unlocked. I'm Mana69, I'm your host, and welcome. This is the Elder Scrolls podcast where we talk about convenience and customization, things in the Crown Store and whatnot. We also talk about the achievements and try to ramble on about stuff I've been doing in-game. So let's get started. Well, as you all know, this week the Witches Festival began. So right now there are quite a few new things in the Crown Store. I'm in game right now, or I'm about to be. I'm just logging in. So let me log in and then we can look at the Crown Store and see what there is. I play a Nightblade. Stamina Nightblade. I've been playing since pre-game, so you know I've got the Tiger Mount and everything, and I have played Skyrim and Oblivion a little. I really enjoy playing all of the Elder Scrolls games. I used to play a lot of other games, but once I stumbled upon Elder Scrolls, I just got sucked in, and this is pretty much it. This is all I play now. I love Elder Scrolls Online. Every once in a while, I just feel like taking a break, though, and so I play Skyrim and Oblivion a little. I played Skyrim. That's what I started with. Anyway, here we are in game. Let's take a look at what there is in the Crown Store right now. Okay, I'm opening it up here. We've got the featured items right now, which are the crown crafting motifs, the Grim Harlequin. That's a new thing. That's a new motif. It doesn't strike me as looking like anything. Just from the picture here, it kind of looks like maybe a kind of like Iron Man sort of looking thing. But it's 2,200 crowns, and it comes with 54 crown mimic stones. I've heard, I'm a avid listener of Elder Scrolls Off the Record and Tales of Tamriel, and I've heard I heard on there that the Harlequin motif is not being is not going to be sold with in-game gold anywhere, and you can't pick up the motif. The only place you're going to be able to get it is on the Crown Store. I'm not sure if that's true, but that's what I hear. Let's see, what else is in the Crown Store here? The Crow Collar. The Crow Collar is the kind of flute. It's a sort of flute that begins the Witches Festival quest line. So if you are interested in trying out the Witches Festival, which you should because it gives you 100% more experience, plus you get transformed into a cool skeletal you get a skeleton kind of, not, you don't get a costume, but it turns you into a skeleton in robes for about 2 hours. And while you're transformed, once you've finished the quest and you drink a bit of this stew or soup from a cauldron, you'll turn into this skeletal creature. And then for 2 hours, when you kill bosses, whether they are delve bosses, group dungeon bosses, I think maybe even world bosses, any big bosses out in the world, you have a chance of getting a kind of bonus. I can't remember what they're called off the top of my head here, but they look like little pump jack-o'-lantern buckets that kids use to get candy when they go trick-or-treating. Anyway, so that's the Crow Collar in the Crown Store. You probably want to get that. There's a couple of new masks. There's let's see if I can pronounce this, Junal's Owl Mask and Rajin's Cat Mask. The Wise Wing Owl is associated in northern Tamriel with the god Junal or Julianos. During the Witches' Festival, she is said to warn the unwary away from graveyards and witches' covens where they may come to harm. And Rajin's cat mask here. During the Witches' Festival, no one perpetrates more cunning and devious tricks than Rajin the footpad, the purring liar. This mask enables you to adopt one of the many faces of that consummate trickster. So those are kind of cool. Just, you know, you get masks. It's Halloween. You can put on an owl mask or a cat mask. You know, and you get that skeleton thing for doing the crow collar quest. Yeah, it's pretty cool. Actually, I'm not sporting any of those things, though, because I've only got 300 crowns left. The Regine's cat mask and owl mask respectively cost 500 crowns apiece. So I just don't have enough to get them right now. In a couple of months when my subscription updates or renews, I'll get a bunch of crowns, but these are probably be gone. Unfortunately, I don't have a lot of spare cash to pump into the crown store at this time, so I guess I'm going to have to pass on these masks this year. I probably wouldn't wear them outside of Halloween much anyway. They'd be fun to have, though, that's for sure. But in the style parlor, wardrobe, here we go. The hats. There is now a thing, most people probably noticed it, but if you haven't, there's an Alliance Rider Hood, and these are pretty cool, I think. You can, you know, now that One Tamriel is here and all of the different factions can show up anywhere in the world, and unless you have your settings turned on so you can see a little marker over everyone's head that shows what alliance they're from, if you're just running around the world and, keeping graphics keeping that off, you don't really notice who is, who's... Ebonheart, who's Aldemary Dominion, or who's DC, who, you know, you can't really tell. But these hats, you know, these hoods, they've got the mark of each of the alliances on the side of it, so you can tell really easily. And in fact, I wear different costumes. Right now I'm wearing I think it's like the Thieves Guild costume. Let me find it. I am wearing, here it is, the Shrouded Armor. This is the distinctive armor of the Dark Brotherhood. It's an assassin's armor set costume. I got it by completing the Signed in Blood quest. And I kind of like this one. And now that costumes are also dyeable, which I find just so awesome, I'm so happy about this. What I've done is I've gone to the dye station and I've dyed the Shrouded Armor the same color as the hood, the Rider's Hood for Ebonheart Pact. So it mixed in some black in there and some red. It took me a little while to find the right color of red. It's kind of odd, but the Ebonheart red color in the dyes does not match the hood. So it took me a little while to figure that out. But yeah, it looks great, and it shows some kind of alliance pride. Although I'm not really I'm not too concerned about the different alliances all coming together in the same areas or anything. It doesn't really, for me, that's the way it should have been from the beginning. I think that it's great that we finally, all the different people and all the different alliances can go anywhere in One Tamriel. I think it's great to have the melting pot of Tamriel. It's fantastic. One Tamriel has totally brought me back into this game. I was getting a little bit just sort of not bored, but I needed a break, I think, and I was kind of just doing the same things over and over, delves and whatnot, and I did want to go. I'm a little bit of a completionist, so I did want to go and do some of the other quests, but the other zones, but since they're so low level and I wasn't getting XP and I'm still only 387 CP, I figured it just wasn't going to happen. I wasn't going to go to the other zones and quest, you know, unless I got bored, like really bored or something. So I just, I'm so happy because in One Tamriel, all of the zones scale to you. So you get a decent amount of experience and you can just go back and mop up all those old quests and stuff. But the thing I'm loving the most about One Tamriel right now is Craglorn. I never really had a chance to get into Craglorn. One of the reasons why is because I live in Japan. And I'm a member of the ESOTR Guild and Wings of Fate and, some of the other... One other guild is Royal Bank of Tamriel, which is great. I love Royal Bank of Tamriel. If anybody happens to hear this podcast who's a member of that guild, shout out to you guys. The guild chat is just makes my day, and there's enough people in there all the time that you get a good... you get a good fair amount of banter no matter what time of day it is. And, my problem with grouping up with people just in general is that I live in Japan. And so the time zone thing is a problem. So for me to find people is always an issue. So, I'm a member of ESOTR and Wings of Fate, but it's difficult for me to join guild events or to meet up with people to do Craglorn or any of the other stuff that is done by these guilds. And so I end up being sort of a solo player or just, getting in the dungeon queue and meeting up with random pug groups and stuff like that. So it's not exactly... it was going to Craglorn. Getting back to Craglorn. Going to Craglorn was not exactly on my... was not high on my list of things to do just because I knew I wasn't going to be able to find a group easily. And I'm a father and I've got three kids, and so my time is... I don't have a whole lot of time to play, which is why I'm still only 387 CP at, almost here. What are we getting near the 3-year mark for Elder Scrolls? It's got to be getting close. Maybe a little while more. But anyway, so yeah, that's why I hadn't gotten into Craglorn, just busy in life and busy with time being in Japan, time zone differences and everything. So that's so nice now. I can finally go to Craglorn and I can solo stuff, and there's tons of people there now, so it's easier to group up with people to do some of the big bosses and that kind of stuff. Anyway, it all makes me happy. It's actually one of the reasons why I decided to finally get on this podcast. It's been, I've been thinking about doing it for a long time, and I thought it was finally time to get in, and now there's just so much more stuff going on in Tamriel, and there's not a whole lot of podcasts out there, and I thought maybe some people would be interested in hearing something new and different. And so, here we are. I've got achievement unlocked here. Let's look at some of the achievements and talk about gameplay and talk about the news, and especially I want to look at the Crown Store and just keep it simple, this is the first episode, and hopefully I'll get some feedback, and as we go along things will evolve, and we'll see how it goes. I'm even hoping maybe if somebody else out there is interested in being a host, we can get together and do it. By the way, I've got a bit of a cold, so if my voice sounds kind of scratchy, that's why. Let's talk about something that makes my life convenient. Let's talk about convenience and customization in ESO. One of the things that ESO has is add-ons, as many of you know, and I'm running ESO honestly on a Mac Mini, so it's not really a very OP machine here that I'm playing on, and so I don't try to overload my game with many add-ons, but there are some add-ons that I think are really valuable. And if you're looking for ads specifically that don't weigh your system down, I've had problems, sort of I think maybe minor problems because of Master Merchant, which a lot of people use for the guild store and whatnot. So I decided I would look for something that wasn't quite as heavy. And so what I use makes my life pretty convenient is Price Tracker Updated version 2.6.3. It's by Garkin and Barvazon, and it's It's really light, and you just scan the guild stores every once in a while. And, you know, it's not kept up to date, unfortunately, but I just find it so convenient for me. I don't spend a lot of time worrying about how much I'm selling stuff for, you know, not overly worrying about how much I'm selling stuff for on the crown or on the guild stores. So this really works well for me. So yeah, take a look, check it out. You can go to ESOUI to download add-ons. There's a ton of them there. Let's see, I've got, let's talk about one more add-on and before we move on to the next section. A lot of people use the, what is it, FCT and related stuff to check their buff tracking and improve their combat UI. And, you know, I've checked that out, and I think it's okay. But it's heavy, like the Master Merchant and whatnot. And I wanted something lighter, so if you're looking for something lighter too, the slightly improved buff tracking, it just brings up whatever kind of buffs you've got going right above your skill bar. Oh, I just realized I don't have my Witch's Festival buff up. I'm not going to get mass experience. Okay. Well, there we go. Completed. Secluded Nurnkrux Mine. Let's see if I get an achievement for that, too. There it is. Gained one champion point. No, that's not an achievement. I guess it was just an anomaly. Oh. This stable Nurnkrux vent thing, magic thing, just gives me an increased physical resistance. That's pretty cool. So, achievements. Holiday events. Oh, Witch's Festival holiday events. Unsparing Harvest. Oh, this looks good. Complete the listed achievements for the Witch's Festival. Plunder Skull Fanatic. I need to get a lot of those skulls to get that. Happy Work for Hollowjack. There's an achievement. Oh, getting all the styles. I'm not going to do that. And it looks like I've also gotten... looks like I've already gotten the Pumpkin Pairs Well with Guts. Drink the Witch's Brew during the Witch's Festival. And the Reaper's Harvest achievement. Complete the Witch's Bargain Quest. Yeah, so I'm not going to be doing that. Oh, look at this! The New Life Festival achievements have shown up in the quest journal. And the New Life Festival, it's got to be a... last time I listened to Elder Scrolls Off the Record, they were talking about New Life Festival being maybe around Christmas time. So the fact that these holiday events achievements are already in the quest journal achievement section here, let's take a look at some of these. This is going to be the achievement section for today's podcast right here. Just... I'm just going to take a look at the ones that give rewards. So, in the Holiday Events New Life Festival Achievements list here, we've got complete each of the achievements. It's got Glory of Magnus. Complete each of the achievements associated with the New Life Festival. So, there's a bunch of achievements here. And you'll get a title called Magnanimous. That's cool. And New Life Celebrant. Let's see. This... Complete all New Life Festival celebrations across Tamriel. That'll give you a new die. I'm not sure how to pronounce this color. The die is New Life Cerulean. Never heard of that color before. Those are the only two rewards here. But there are quite a few more achievements for the New Life Festival than there are for the Witches Festival. So it... may be that there's quite a bit more to do, so we'll have that to look forward to. Well, let's see, what can we do? I've got an idea. Let's just take 15 minutes, and I'm gonna transform, get that Witch's Brew thing going, and transform into the skeletal form, and then I'm just gonna see how many of these baskets of special stuff, special loot I can get. Okay, I'm using the Witch's Brew. Yes, I've transformed into a robed skeleton. Alright. Okay, here we go. Now, where should we go first? I'm going to take a look at my map here. I'm in Craglorn. There's still quite a lot of... There's quite a few delves that I haven't done. Yeah, let's, Let's go to the Hircine's Hunt. I've got a quest there too, and it's a group delve. And there's a way shrine not too far from there, so let's just port to the new way shrine. So one of the things I'd like to do in this podcast are these 10-minute challenges. I've got to time myself somehow here, so let me get 10 minutes challenge here. I'm going to run for this delve. And okay, got the timer going. 10 minutes. Here we go. Yeah, I'd like to do challenge for 10 minutes. Something. I mean, it could be anything, really. Could be fishing for 10 minutes to see how many blue fish I get, or could be seeing how many sky shards I can get in 10 minutes, or seeing how far I can run across an area or across Tamriel in 10 minutes. Could be something related to crafting. I don't know. I'm going to have to think about it and see what kind of challenges I can come up with. And, if anybody else out there has any ideas or challenges, something they'd like to see or see how long something takes, then let me know and I'll be happy to look into it. Okay, so here we are. I'm in the delve now. I have no idea where I'm going, but I see that there's a sky shard in here. This is Hircine's Haunt, this delve in Craglorn. And I've got a quest, find the second mage aspect, and there's also this sky shard in here. So let's see, I've got 8 minutes and 30 seconds left. See how far I can get. I haven't seen any baddies around here. I'm guessing that there's some other people running around in here too. Ooh, there's some baddies right there. Okay. Oh, werewolves everywhere. Of course, it's Hircine's Haunt, so of course they're werewolves. So I play a stamina Nightblade, and I use a bow and dual wielding. Works pretty well for me. First I lay down caltrops, then I lay down some arrows, and I poison up everybody a little bit with poison arrow. I do a little power extraction, and then I just carve everybody down with surprise attack and killer's blade. I've got Resolving Vigor and Evil Hunter on my bar. I'm using the new weapon ultimates, which are one of them anyway, for the dual wield. I'm using Lacerate, which slashes all enemies in front of you and deals a good amount of damage and heals me for 51% of the damage done, which is great. I've got Resolving Vigor and that on my bar, so, I can take on large groups or big bosses, and I've got a decent amount of survivability. I'm wearing 5-1-1, so I've got, I've got the light and medium, heavy. I've got all types of armor on. There's quite a few mobs around here, and they are frisky. Frisky mobs. But thanks to my caltrops and whatnot, I'm able to take these guys down pretty quick. Alright. How much time do I have left? 5 minutes. So we're halfway done with the challenge. Just killing werewolves. Oh yeah, die all you werewolves. I never liked dogs. I'm a cat person. Alright. More dead werewolves. I see dead werewolves everywhere. Okay, I've got, was it Shooting Star as my ultimate here? Which I love. Just the sound of that boom ice comet coming down from the sky makes me happy. How could you not be happy with ice comet? I must be getting pretty close to the quest marker here. I'm about halfway to the sky shard. I'd like to get to the boss and kill it before I have to quit. Let's see here. Oh, wolves. More bad guys. Let's kill them all. Die, bad guys. Die. Must be getting close to the boss here. I'm surprised I'm not seeing more people in here, actually. I haven't run across any other Tamarielians. Nernians? Is that what we call other players? What are you? I don't know. Nernians. I should start this podcast like WTF. Hello, all you Nernians out there, you Tamarielians, you, yeah. Okay. All right, the boss has got to be through this little cave. I'm just guessing, but looks like somewhere where you find a boss. But no, it's a bunch of crocodiles. Lame. Lame crocodiles. Dead crocodiles. I think I'll make some boots. Oh, there he is, the boss, Ironhead. Am I going to make this achievement? I've got 2 minutes and 47 seconds left. I don't know that actually this is the main boss or not, but we'll find out. Ironhead. Yeah, it's a big old alligator. Big old baddie. Bad alligator. Oh, and he's calling in his friends. Uh-oh. Am I gonna die? I might die here. Okay, I need to focus on resolving vigor here. Get down some caltrops. Do that. There we go. Alright, beat off all his adds. But he's still kicking. And wow, this is a pretty tough alligator. Hope he doesn't have any more friends. Ow! Ow! Stop hurting me! I don't like it when you hurt me. I got him down to about 20% or so here. So, oh, he's down. He's going down. Oh, yeah. I got him. Oh, he's dead. Good old Ironhead just hit the dust. And I got one Plunder Skull for killing him. But I guess that wasn't the main boss because I didn't get an achievement. Aww. Okay, well, that's all right. I got a Plunder Skull. Maybe just for this last minute, I'll open that up and see what I get. And then I think it's gonna be time to call it. This thing's been going for a while. So, all right, let's open up my inventory. Check out this Plunder Skull. This bucket contains items that many witches and warlocks would find of interest. Well, that's me. Ooh, crisp and crunchy pumpkin snack skewer recipe, which is being sold for about 100, probably. It's getting stuck in the crown store, the guild stores all over the place, so it's probably just being sold for 100 or 200 or so. But it's about, it's a blue provisioning recipe, gives you increased max magicka and stamina. Increased max magicka and stamina. That's it. Yeah, okay. Well, I guess it's time to quit and say goodbye. I hope you've enjoyed listening so far, and if you'd like to contact me and send in any challenges, a 10-minute Tamriel challenge, whether it's fishing or stealing or killing something, maybe how much bounty can I rack up, or anything else that has to do with any of the holidays or in-game events, please send me an email. You can contact me at, let's see, what email can you contact me at? How about aheinel, H-E-I-N-E-L, @gmail.com. It's not the podcast email. I don't quite have one set up yet. I'll have to do that, but I will make an Elder Scrolls achievement unlocked. In fact, maybe I'll make one of those right after the show. So you can actually send me an email at ESAU, or, well, you know what? I haven't made it yet. I don't know if it's available. Maybe I'll save that for the next episode. Yeah, just for now, send me any requests or emails or comments to aheinel @gmail.com, and I'll get back to you. And next week, let's try this again, and hopefully it'll get better over time. But for now, I hope you've enjoyed the show. I really had a good time. My final thoughts are that I hope I can do this every week, and I hope that everybody can enjoy, learn something new, and that I can provide something to the community that isn't already out there. Specifically, I'd like to look at achievements and convenience, customization, and gameplay. So those are the things that I'd like to get into. If there's anything else that anybody would like me to look at or to do on the show, I've got a little time. I can do some. Preparation for each show, but send me an email, and I'll see if I can do it. Well, that is all for today. I don't have a good intro bumper, outro bumper yet, so I'm just gonna play the same one as the intro bumper here. Let's say goodbye, goodbye, goodbye. Thank you for listening to
It Was Them or Us.
Elder Scrolls Achievement Unlocked.
You were insane.
Get out of my head.
The voice, it speaks to my soul. I know what I must do.
Kill them all. The Whisperer demands it.